Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague Brandon Weikert of the National Interest. He's a senior correspondent for national security. He's a member, he's a fellow of the National Interest Institute. At the same time, he's my guide on artificial intelligence and how it's doing monetizing and solving problems. A very good day to you, Brandon. The news on ChatGPT is extremely monetizing. OpenAI has unveiled GPT-5. Long-awaited update to a flagship large language model that powers ChatGPT. The FT is reporting the $300 billion company said the next generation model was state-of-the-art. Yep. There are reviews just in about ChatGPT-5. I'm going to be as positive as possible. It's really good coding, and that's magical. It can self-code, meaning all the hot properties of the 1990s, all the coders who poured into San Francisco,
yep,
need a new occupation. At the same time, it is said by critics who are operating it early that it is not as good a writer as they expected. These are early days for ChatGPT. It seems to dominate. It says that it has 700 million customers. My experience is that other applications such as Anthropic's Claude or Grok have other strengths. What's your experience of mixing these three big ones? There's also Gemini. There are many other examples. What has your experience been of testing the many of them? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Thanks for having me. I still prefer, and maybe I'm biased here, I'm a bit of an Elon Musk fanboy, but I still prefer the Grok system. But the ChatGPT 5, so far, I think your description of it is correct. The writing aspect needs some work, but it is still the early days. And I think even Sam Altman said that this is basically going to be a work in progress. But so far, the ChatGPT overall experience, from what I've seen and from the people that I've talked to and read, it really seems to be like you're talking to a PhD level expert in whatever it is you want to find out information on. And certainly this is the most advanced. I think this is probably the most used product on the market in terms of the AI market. So clearly Sam Altman is doing something right. Interestingly, of course, as a little bit of a side note, it's interesting that, you know, Sam Altman launches ChatGPT-5 basically in the same week that then Elon Musk, his great rival, announces the new iteration of Grok. So clearly the great competition between these two tech titans is still very much ongoing. But I think ChatGPT overall is very competitive, is very serious in terms of its product, and it's only going to get better from here in terms of user interface and whatnot.
One review, standing for all. GPT-5 meets expectations in technical performance, exceeds in task reasoning and coding, and underwhelms in other areas. Specifically, it does not appear to cross the AGI threshold. All right. But this is important to me. Early observations seem to indicate incremental progress in writing quality. That has an immediate application because, as I understand it, in institutions of higher learning, the teachers are challenged by people using ChatGPT to generate their papers. Yeah. I'm not interested in fakery at the high school level, but at the same time, I found it very easy to tell the difference between a ChatGPT and a human being.
Yes, but I will tell you, a certain family member of mine, she likes to use ChatGPT for writing emails to her team, and I've read some of them, and I know that the reviews are that ChatGPT is not as good of a writer yet, but I got to tell you, the emails that I've seen put out so far to many hundreds of people, the emails look very good in terms of the writing. They seem to understand what they're supposed to be saying, and it looks pretty good. So I do think ChatGPT is probably not as bad of a writer as they're saying in some cases, and it is only going to get better, which means there will be disruptions to certain industries and also augmentations to the way ordinary people write their emails, which might be a good thing because people are not really good writers these days.
Elon Musk, SpaceX, has agreed to invest $2 billion in his artificial intelligence company, XAI. Investors close to the company say, this is Wall Street Journal, SpaceX investment is part of XAI's $5 billion equity fundraise announced by Morgan Stanley last month. So Grok is straight up competition. Now, Grok, I've corresponded with Grok and I've spoken with Grok because it'll talk back to you. And again, it's entertaining as heck, but I'm not sure about its consistency. What experience have you had?
Well, Grok 3 was very rote in terms, like I think I've said this to you before, I'll sometimes use it in lieu of a search engine, and it's very good at compiling information. Grok 3 wasn't really thoughtful. It was just sort of spit data out. Grok 4, now there's been some mistakes it's made in terms of its thinking, but when it works right, and it usually does for me, it will give me a very good outline of research that I'm interested in. Instead of me having to go to different sites and look up different things, it'll compile it all into one, streamlined thing I can read and understand and use, and then it'll give me the links that I need. Something that Grok does very well is the new Grok apparently is doing a lot of artwork extremely well. Elon Musk has been posting this on his personal Twitter or X page, showing the very, detailed and realistic artwork and videos that are being produced on the Grok's AI software. So clearly, Grok is going for a little bit more of a cultural impact than a technical or writing impact, but it certainly has those elements as well. And as I said, I prefer the Grok over all the others, but I'm biased in this.
Financial Times, Gillian Tett, the excellent columnist, asked this question. Could AI help America out of its debt hole? This is a column within these last hours. Some investors believe that technology's productivity benefits will put the U.S. on a better fiscal path. There are scenarios being worked out by the big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. And one scenario among the many disasters says that we're going to leap into productivity that closes the debt hole. Do you believe it at this point, Brandon?
It's certainly a real possibility. I don't know if it's a probability yet, but it's certainly a real possibility. You've got guys like Eric Schmidt out there saying, hey, in 7 years, the whole world's going to be transformed by where AI is taking us. It's coming up so fast. 24 months, I've been told by one AI programmer that basically in 24 months, dozens and dozens of industries are going to be disrupted in ways that we can't even fathom yet. And that's pretty near of 24 months. So she might be right in assessing that it will boost productivity because of what they really want these AI systems to be used for, which is exactly that, to boost productivity. But as she even notes out in the piece, we have no way of predicting where the innovation curve is going to take us. It could end up being really dangerous because it's going to dislocate a lot of industries far faster than the previous digital revolution, the previous, industrial revolutions did. And that could cause greater impacts negatively on the economy. But what she did note is if it works out like what many AI people are saying, we could at least cap our debt load at 113% as opposed to, I think, 155% by 2040, even if we didn't do any austerity measures, just by boosting productivity to the level that the optimists are saying. So it's a possibility. I'm somewhere a little bit less than that. I'm sure it will boost productivity. I don't believe, though, the way our government spends and prints money, I don't believe we'll ever be able to truly get out of this debt hole.
Brandon Weichart of National Interest in my Eyes on Grok. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.